Process uses up the alkalinity, and when it gets to zero, then the pH just starts dropping to the floor. We're talking about nitrates, like, you know, hell, I can't even tell most people what their nitrates are because they're maxing out the tests, you know? Like, I've had people bring in water samples that, you know, it's taken over a month of them doing water changes before I can even tell them what their nitrates are. Is it still, after, you know, a month doing weekly 25% water changes, they're still maxed out the test. So I can't even mark them. No idea what they really are.
It's all from fish poop, basically?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite when they're like, oh no, I do water fine. They tell me the chemistry in your tank, you need to do water changes.
You have to do what?
Water changes.
Water changes, okay. How often are you supposed to do that?
Minimum once a month, 20-25%. Each change can be a little different depending on stocking levels, how much you need, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the minimum 25% a month. And it's really, if you can do more frequent ones, the better. I try to do mine like once a week, you know, about 15-20% a week.
Okay.
It's the cheapest way to keep your fish healthy. It's doing your water changes. Spend a whole lot more money on the medication and stuff like that. Solutions in a bottle, and then you will on water, actually, the water changes.
Okay. There's nothing that you can buy that would eat that stuff? So I was saying things like, you know, they're trying to sell you bacteria or something like that.
The bacteria, they break down ammonia, they establish the nitrogen cycle.
Okay.
There are systems that you can use that will break down nitrate, which is the end product of the normal nitrification process. It requires a special aerobic filter where you grow bacteria that only grow outside the presence of oxygen.
Okay.
You know, specialized filters, you got $400 or $500, one going for you. You want to put on there.
But it's a lot easier just to replace.
Yeah, water changes. Definitely a way to go. Keep your nitrate under control.
Okay.
Bacteria is aerobic bacteria, is like this ability and stuff that we sell, they break down nitrate, ammonia, and converts from ammonia to nitrite and nitrite to nitrate.
Okay.
Ammonia and nitrate are both toxic. So they convert it to nitrate, which over a long period of time can cause problems. Short term, it's not that big a deal to you. That's why we always need water changes to keep your nitrate levels under 40 parts per million. That's your goal.
Okay.
Usually once you get in a set routine, it'll stay pretty steady that way, but figure it out after 4 or 5 months or so of testing, seeing how high your nitrates get and how quickly you can establish a routine at that time.
You crank your CO2 up, you see the bubbles come out.